All Equifax recordings are in the public domain. For more information and find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Pampered Lapdog and the Misguided Ass by Guy Whitmore Carroll. A woolly little terrier pup gave vent to yelps distressing, whereas his mistress took him up and soothed him with caressing. And yet he was not in the least what one would call a handsome beast. He might have been a Japanese, he might have been a Jap dog, and also neither one of these, but just a common lap dog, the kind that people send, you know, down up in cotton to the show. At all events, whatever his race, the pretty girl who owned him caressed his unattractive face and petted and cloned him while watching her with mournful eye, a patient ass stood silent by. If thus, he mused, the feminine and fascinating gender is led to love, I too can win her protestations tender. And then the poor misguided chap sat down upon the lady's lap. Then, as her head with terror swam, "This method seems to suit you," observed the ass. "So here I am," said she. "Get up, you brute, you," and promptly screamed aloud for aid. No ass was ever more dismayed. They took the ass into the yard, and there, with whip and truncheon, they beat him. They beat him hard, from breakfast time till luncheon. He only gave a cheerful gulp, though almost pounded to a pulp. The moral is, or seems at least to be, in etiquette you will find that while enough's the feast, the surplus will upset you. Toujours, toujours la politesse, the quantity be not excessive. End.